This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
So welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, which might seem somewhat timely, is market risk. And you know, the Bible has quite a story about market risk. You were just reading it this morning, weren't you, Hans?
I was. Luke chapter 20. About the minas.
Right. The pintas and the Santa Maria. No, that's another story. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I just discovered something that I, you know, read the Bible to myself. And I don't know how to pronounce certain things. And I learn about them when I read it aloud to you. So I get corrected. I'll remember that from now on.
Well, I actually, you know, how I've learned how to say those things, I used to listen to the Bible on tape all the time.
Okay,
and
that's
and
good.
And so many of those words, like Nebuchadnezzar, you know, like, how are you going to go with that? So today we got the minas, and you might remember the story that the master, you know, had three guys that he handed off the minas to. And the first guy, you may know, he only gave five, and the second guy gave 10, and as I recall, he gave the third one 20. And the first guy buried his, and you know that didn't play well for him, and the second guy earned five more, and the 10 guy earned 10 more. So in comes the master. And you're all too familiar with the story or I hope you're familiar with the story where, you know, the master is really, really upset with the guy, but the more you study it and the more I've thought about it, you know, God's a risky God, and so he loves it when we go out in faith and believe that he's going to come through for us, that he's going to come through for us.
Well, you were just saying this morning, he's given Robbie Dillmore free will.
Absolutely.
That's a big risk.
That's, yeah. He's a risky, high-risk player if he gave me free will. So as I thought about it, I thought about many employees I've seen over the years that if you give them some responsibility, do they look at it like, oh, man, I'm going to blow this. This isn't going to go good for me. And they go into it with a fear mentality of, oh, no, you just gave me this money. Now I got a problem. Now I got to figure out what to do with it. So he goes and buries it. Versus, you know, Mina's number two guy. He's like, oh, cool, man. I got some stuff, man. I get to go play. You know, I get to go and invest this and see what I can do. You know, he looked at it as the other two looked at it as an opportunity, like the master trusted you, and now you go. Well, I'd never really, actually, until Hans and I were just talking, never really put this together in my own mind that, oh, my goodness, God has been training me since we've been doing Finishing Well now, I guess a year and a half, on kind of what to do with money and kind of what to, and so when I got some minas as a result of, you know, my personal financing being, Hans helped me with my, you know, some insurance products that lowered my other things. So I got some new minas in order to invest, and I was really excited. I was like contestant number two, like, oh man, I get to go buy some long-term health care insurance.
Listen, I see it all the time. People experience joy when they finally do something about their financial planning problems, and they either buy insurance, invest their money, do a will. I mean, there's a great sense of joy and satisfaction of doing something that you wouldn't think would be all that full of joy.
But it's really cool. God gives us all these resources. Even if it's a small, you know, if it's the five minas, it's still really cool. He gave me this, and I get to go do something with it. But then part of the adventure, what he's hoping for, is that's going to build a relationship with him that you're going to stick close. And so part of that sticking close in today's show is really there's a lot of lies out there, a lot of hooks that could get you going with risk in a direction that can hurt you. Versus ones that would help you, especially in this stage of life. And so we're hoping that after today's show, you're going to be real excited about your minas.
Well, and so let's put a little context is that, so I'm trying to make all the shows, or we are making all the shows that we're doing in this post-market crash and where we're living through the pandemic, is investors are licking their wounds right now. I mean, it's just people that had money or have money, continue to have money in the market, and they've lost a good bit back in March. And many of them are wondering, like, what to do. And the first place I'm going to go in answering that question is to have a little conversation about risk. The reason you lost money is you had money at risk. So it's a good thing that you had money at risk, because you can't make any money unless you put it at risk. But when you have something like real estate or precious metals or a piece of jewelry, an antique car, you've got a real liquidity and marketability risk there that just, you may say it's worth $30,000, but to turn it into $30,000 that you could go spend, that's another thing. That's going to take some doing. And then you got credit risk, which is really the credit worthiness of the company or the institution that's standing behind whatever stock you're buying or whatever bond you're buying or whatever institution is backing the thing. You've got a credit risk. So we're not just going to read off all the risks today, and we really want to just kind of focus on market risk, and we want to talk a bit about having your future self. So if you're 65 now and you're listening to this, we want to have your 80-year-old self, or we want you to get in a conversation with your 80-year-old self. We can't really necessarily do that, but to see, and you're going to do that through me, is that I have a lot of clients that are they're in late retirement, and they are invested, and we're handling their money, and I want to share with you just how they kind of feel about gains and losses in the market.
Right. And I love the, wouldn't it have been cool to sit down with Mr. Minas? the poor guy, if he'd have turned to the master and said, help me out before you go, I get a few pointers. It didn't happen. But we have that chance to say, hey. And I love the conversation that actually you sent me an email on that talked about the questions that really help you set goals, because once you kind of go, oh, this is where we're headed for that 80-year-old self, what would that look like? So
yeah, I mean, I sent this, so we're just going to read it to you, and then you just stop me, because Robbie was, he found this quite amusing and interesting, and it got him thinking about the show. So I asked clients in their 70s and 80s, if you made a windfall of $100,000, what would you spend it on? How would that change your life? How would that $100,000 windfall, what would be different in your life because of that? And sometimes the answers are a trip around the world. Sometimes I'd give it to my kids or grandchildren. Other people say, I'm going to give it to the needy, give it to the church. But I'm going to tell you that most answers, after I pick at this for a while, because I'm going to stay in with my questions till I get an answer when I'm working with people, they're don't know. I don't know. And that's a pretty good answer, because it's just when they were making money in 2018 and 2019 or 2017 or 2012 or whatever, they didn't do anything with it. They just kind of looked at it on paper. So, but they don't know. People say, I'm going to save it, which is really not doing anything with it. You just kind of leave it there where it is. Pay taxes. I mean, there's a lot of people that, boy, they just immediately go to the tax thing. Well, anytime I make any money, I got to pay taxes. And so they're almost bringing up a negative about, this is supposed to be a time of joy. We just made $100,000. Okay?
Yeah, and it's fascinating to me, because this week I heard in a podcast I was listening to, another great show, on the Truth Network, they said, what makes you feel wealthy? Like you've been given abundance by God. Well, how does that feel? And so here we're talking about practically, okay, we're going to talk about your investments. You want to invest this. What if this happened?
How are you going to feel?
Yeah. Now, go to the other side of this question, because it's okay. A lot scarier.
And then after I get my answers on that and we talk about them a little bit, then I ask the clients, if you lost $100,000, how would that change your life? And that's the situation that we're in right now, is that There's many people out there that maybe it is not 100,000, but they lost something. Maybe it's more than 100,000. A few say very little, but most say, I'd have to cut back. That's the most common. So some people just say it's going to have very little change on my life because they're just the people that were putting it there. I'm just going to sit here and stress about it, but it's not going to change my life because I don't really need that money to live, but I'm still going to sit here and stress about it. And then there's people that say, well, we just have to cut back. And without really, but I mean, that's a pretty logical answer. And that's really what a lot of people are doing, especially when you add in the pandemic, people are just cutting back. And that isn't necessarily helping the economy either. Or it says, some people say, I wouldn't have an investment like that. I wouldn't have that. Okay, and that's when I'm hearing people talking about that, I'm hearing, if I'm talking to somebody 80 years old, well, then I just know they don't have any money in stocks. Okay, and that's fine, and that's good.
I got to cut you off right now, but we are fortunate that we got a break coming up, but you're fortunate that you get to hear on the other side where Hans is going with all this, which is fine. We're hoping, and we're praying, actually, that you're going to feel like, man, I've got some minas that God's given me. It's going to be fun to see where God it takes me on this adventure, increasing your relationship with God, but also increasing your joy with the resources that you have. To find out more about this, which, again, the more you know about it, the more fun you're going to have. I'm just telling you, this is how I feel. Like, having been on this show now for a period of time, this stuff's fun. And so you can find out about that at cardinalguide.com. You can get Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, the workbook that goes to that, by simply emailing Hans. Well, we got the seven worries chapters that are there. We don't want you to have worry. We want you to have fun. And the way you can have fun is through knowledge. So stay tuned. We got so much more coming up on the second half of Finishing Well.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans, aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we're talking market risk for such a time as this, obviously. And Hans, when we left our hero, he was getting an opportunity to really look at his goals in investing.
Yeah, I mean, I asked this of my older clients that are in late retirement, because I already kind of know the answer to this thing. But we're just at the break. Before the break, we were talking about what are you going to do? How's it going to make you feel? How's it going to change your life if you had a windfall of $100,000, presumably from a stock market sale or a stock market run up, and then you subsequently. So if you had an extra $100,000, what would you do with it? And then we talked about that a bit, and then we had just moved on to the contrary question, would say that if you had your money invested, maybe with me, you know, maybe not, or if we're talking to somebody in their 60, 65, we're going to look forward, and we're going to talk about what kind of situation are you going to be in. We're looking down the road, and we're asking, if you lost $100,000, how would that change your life at 80 years old? And I just tell you from experience, it causes a lot of worry, angst. People are well aware of the fact that they can't really earn much more because they're not working. And the end of their life and their estate and all that kind of stuff, it's very troublesome. But I'll ask people, how's that going to change your life? And there's a few people, not many, that just say, oh, very little. You know, that's Mr. Big Bucks that, you know, has a lot of money and knows the risk.
So you changed the question for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. That'll come later. But what most people just say is we'd have to cut back. And, you know, they don't say that with a lot of joy when they're looking, you know, prospectively. Or that's what people are saying when they've lost a lot of money in the market and they're 80 right now and they lost it back in March, and they're worried. And so, you know, other people say, oh, I wouldn't have an investment like that. And then many people say, I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what I'd do. I don't know how I'd feel. Obviously, it's not good. And, you know, I'll many times get marching orders. If I can lose $100,000, I want you to change something about what you do for me. So, and kind of the summary of that whole story is the worry and pain of loss far outweighs the joy of a windfall for people in their 70s and 80s. I mean, you just think about it. Is you're comparing one against the other in that line of questioning. Is that, sure, I'm going to get some joy if my stocks are up and things are going to feel good, but what are you really going to do with it? And then the contrary, if you lost $100,000, what's that going to do to you? And it just for a lot of folks in retirement and approaching late retirement or even early retirement, they're always thinking about late retirement. I know I am right now. I mean, it's just in your mind. I can just tell you this is a fact, is that there's going to be some joy there, but it really doesn't float people's boat when they're 80 years old.
But I love what you do to the question, because you can tell that Mr. Big Bucks, you change it to a million rather than $100,000.
Well, yeah, I just said on here, I vary the $100,000 number as low as $10,000 for somebody that has $100,000 in savings or that kind of amount. And then I'll raise it to as high as $1 million for the multimillionaires that I have. And, you know, you're going to be more than just a multimillionaire, but you're going to be $400,000 or $500,000. I can make it $500,000. So I vary the number where I know it's going to bring them some level of joy.
And so, as honestly, as we were preparing the show, I was really trying to reconcile where I was at with the story of the Minas with what this was. And then God honestly gave me the insight, like, oh, what I'm doing with this resource that he's given me is really fun to me as I allot those resources in ways that are really where I see they're going to benefit the church, benefit my family, benefit the kingdom. But there's ways to do that where they're still prospering, but there's not this huge risk that would possibly cause a problem. And that in itself is fun with the wisdom, because there's all these urban legends, which I think really we would be a good time to maybe talk about one or two of those that get in the way of our joy here with this.
Well, yeah. People have all kinds of rationale, if we want to call it that, or ways they try to make themselves feel good. They try to massage their ego. They say, what goes down must come up. Well, maybe. You know, I mean, it probably will, but when, and you know, what goes down could go down more. And then you could have another $100,000 loss to be in. So there's a lot of urban legends where people at 60, 65 that have a hunk of money in a retirement account, and now they got to live on it the rest of their life, they feel an obligation to earn. You know, we're kind of back to the Mina story. You know, they feel like they ought to earn 7 to 10% on that money or some number. And a lot of times they don't have any math basis or any market basis for coming up with the 7% or the 10%. A lot of them use 10. And, you know, those are the kind of things you're talking about with urban legends. People have all these burdens they're carrying around. And then they're looking for somebody like me that they can trust that's going to really pick those stocks well and that's going to earn them that number. And I'm telling you, regardless of what the number is, it doesn't happen in nice, neat little patterns like 7% every year for 20 years. I mean, it goes up, it goes down, it moves all over the place. It depends on what you're invested in. That's all the stuff that we calculate with risk. So what I want people to get out of this show is you are taking some risk with your money, whether you're in the stock market or not, okay? And if you're in the stock market with part of your money or all of your money, then there's all varying levels of risk that you can be taking. This is something that we can actually quantify and calculate. And I'm not going to try to teach people that on the show, nor am I going to try to teach them that. And I didn't try to teach them that in both of my books. I simply just want to give you the basics and have you leave with an understanding that you have to take risk to make money, and you need to make money off of your investments. So what I'm thinking is you may consider something other than just stocks, okay? Right within a portfolio, you can buy bonds, and that's going to lower your risk. It's going to make it more moderate. But even bonds have got their issues in today's environment, especially the low interest rate environment that we're in. I mean, where Jesus was talking in the story of the miners, why didn't you put it in the bank? At least I'd earn interest. The banks ain't paying much these days, but still, it's something. So you're taking risks, and what I want to propose is that you would look at annuities and that you'd look at life insurance for part of your money. And I think that your 80-year-old self, if you're looking forward to that, would probably agree with me, because what most people want when they're in late retirement, mid-retirement, and late retirement is they don't want to get some big, happy, gigantic return or windfall on their money. They just want to know that they're going to be all right. They want to enjoy their grandkids, maybe travel a little bit, although a lot of people at 80, they don't really want to travel that much. I mean, maybe they want to travel to see their grandkids, or they want their grandkids and their kids to travel to see them. Take some vacations. They want to be active in their church. Maybe go on some mission trips, or fund some of the younger people going on the mission trips. People want a peace of mind.
Finish well, right?
So
yeah. So we don't end up putting a burden on our kids through our healthcare problems. We don't end up, you know, not leaving any kind of estate, but by the same token, you know, we do all this in using God as a plan. And the thing that I'm discovering as I'm gone on this journey with Hans is that that adventure in itself is full of joy, because as you begin to really see some of the opportunities are there to make an impact with your life on the kingdom from a standpoint of these resources, like, how cool is that?
Well, you know, two clients come to mind that are people in 2019, you know, we walked them through this problem. They retired in 2019, and we were doing financial planning for them pretty much the whole year, and we really walked them through the risk thing. And both of them decided that they really didn't want to be in stocks, okay? I mean, and both of them told us at some point that they didn't want annuities either. But once they're really able to see that there's all types of annuities, for starters, when I just say the word annuity, there's so many different types. And what both of them did, the one lady had a good bit of money in IRAs and then in her pension or her 401k at her work, all pretty much invested in stocks. And she moved most of that to annuities that she's not drawn on right now. Put her in more than one annuity so that she doesn't have to turn on all the income streams at the same time. And when you turn on income with a certain type of annuity, you have a guarantee from the insurance company that if you live to 100 or beyond, you're still going to be getting a check even if there's not the money in the account to pay for it. That's called insurance. The other lady just had it all in 401ks.
And, finish up with this lady. Had she left her money where it was, she came into March, I'm guessing she wouldn't have as many.
She called us up. Well, both of them called us up, because we're getting to the end of the show here, so I don't have time for the second lady. But it just, and she really called Tom up. And I didn't, because Tom did all the work with her of getting all this stuff moved and placed properly. And both of these people were just filled with joy. I mean, just in the sense that, you know, they didn't lose anything. Well, actually, the second lady did, because we are managing about 22% of her money, but we have that invested very conservatively. So the amount she lost on that was much less than the market as a whole. But most of the money is in these annuities, and it didn't go down at all. She sold at the right time, and that was pure luck, because it's just the year she decided to retire.
But still, it's kind of, you know, it is an interesting time in life.
Yeah.
You know, and we want to finish well. And one thing that we know is that to study this stuff, whether you actually hire Hans or you don't hire Hans, the information is quite valuable. It's in the book. It's in the workbook. It's all these things. But the reason we do this show, and I know Hans's heart, is for you to enjoy this part, to finish well with your life, to be not the servant that's sitting there all scared to death and afraid of the master meeting Jesus, but saying, Jesus gave me this stuff, man, let's go have some fun, man, and do it in a measure of the kingdom. And so those are available at Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide after Cardinal, cardinalguide.com. And, of course, Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for Living in Retirement, is there, as well as a PDF of the chapters that we talked about today, which is going to be, again, retirement income.
Listen, during this pandemic, all of us at Cardinal, we're working from home. So we're dealing with clients over the phone, which we do a lot of that anyhow. We're in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. So if you have friends, relatives that are outside of where the radio goes, we're on a podcast, but we're here to serve. And so if you're inside and you want to get started on some of your retirement plan, just give us a call. You know, cardinalguide.com's got all the phone numbers. Send us a message. We'll be happy to talk with you and help you in any way we can.
We are clearly, we really are investing in you, finishing well. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.